If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Morning, pal! When I'm driving the bus in the morning, I always get the troublemakers. But I figured out how to get rid of them. I crank up the volume on The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. They are a laugh riot. And the crackheads hate it.
The 16th, and we got the crew here ready to perform like a barrel of monkeys.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say surgery there for a second. Well, we're not ready for that.
No, that's how fun we are. We perform like a screen door on a submarine. Oh, that's how useless we are. I can't think of one for perform.
A mud fence? No, that's how ugly we are.
Well, it's John Boy and Billy and Tater.
Yeah.
Randy.
Not today.
What was that?
Not today.
Not today.
There goes Jackie and Andy behind the glass. Andrew, salute. It's National Roller Coaster Day. No, that's about our emotions. National Airborne Day, served each year on August 16th, designated by the United States Congress National Airborne Day. Honors the nation's airborne divisions of the armed forces. We got a lot of them listening to The Big Show right now. Good morning, y'all. Know you're up and at it. Happy day. National Rum Day. It's a distilled clear alcoholic beverage.
No.
Which is a byproduct of molasses production. Did you know that?
Yep.
Are made directly from sugar cane juice. That's why all them like third world countries with the sugar cane got a bunch of rum.
That's why it goes so well with the tropical fruit drink.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's National Tell a Joke Day. Well, that's something we can observe without even trying.
Let's just do them by number this time.
All right, then. Hey, we got our 3 days in history saved up. Get our first prize pack out. Going to play Outburst. So let's wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package today, a big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, and stainless tumbler. It's the number one pickle brand in the U.S., making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Go to BigShow.com, click on that Mount Olive Pickles banner, get all the info you need on the best-selling pickles there is. 3 dates in history where we get our categories. Think along with us here. It was on this date in 1999. Former town manager Leon Worrell became part of the new Main Street in Erie, Colorado, when his wife poured some of his ashes into the hot asphalt.
Okay, so he was already dead.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, good.
He had led the push to repave 14 of Erie's streets before his death a year earlier. So there he was. 1977, Elvis Presley passed away at the age of 42. You know what that means? That's how we always remember Randy's birthday.
Yay.
It's your birthday today.
Yay. Damn you, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, y'all look back at it. He was 16 years old, 1977, when Elvis passed away.
I got my license and nobody would go with me.
Which was the perfect excuse if you didn't want to ride around
See,
with
you. Just assume everybody hated me. I had a car. A car.
That's right, man. I'll
but know. It just kind of. Seems disrespectful, man. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's what I was hearing.
Yeah.
And finally, it was on this date in 1980. Barbara Nisman of Denver became the first tractor assembly line concert pianist when the John Deere Company hired her to present recitals for workers at their factories. She'd come in and play the piano for them.
A little Beethoven while you're
on a singer. About the moon and the Judah and the springer. Come on, everybody.
That old saloon
what
music.
What do you do when the drum can say that?
Barbara, we've been building tractors all day long. Please.
All right, so we got the guy with ashes in the asphalt. Elvis Presley was a truck driver, by the way, when he started out with. So if you're looking, you're thinking about Elvis stuff, think about Elvis used to be a truck driver. And then the pianist, the pianist at the John Deere Company. All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 and Charlotte Motor Speedway. The proper way to launch a duck. I didn't see this coming. Randy added the countdown.
That's how the duck felt, too.
Yeah. It needed a countdown.
So check it out to BigShow.com. Right now, get the winning, begin.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Petey from Greenville, Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Petey.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, man. Hey, were you named after the great P.D. River, or is that where you were, like, inoculated?
I mean, inoculated?
No, I'm looking for a word. When you become a person, were you
incarnated?
Incarnated, maybe?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I popped out. My daddy seen my forehead and said, that's my P.D.
You're dead. Now, say it. Now, what?
When I was born, I popped out, and my dad seen my forehead. That's my Petey.
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
We don't know what it means, but that's awesome.
It's okay.
Story.
His dad knows what it means.
Yeah.
Maybe they were on the PD River, something like that. I'm not letting go of that one. But all right, All right. Well, good, P.D. We're glad you in here, buddy. Let's get you through these categories and get you a big old pickle prize pack. I'll explain that to you a little bit later. I think I got it finally. All right. All right, P.D., in 5 seconds, three places you see asphalt. Ready? Go.
Streets, parking lots, roof.
Now see, if P.D. had seen his butt first, he might have been a different name altogether.
What would that be?
Why do you ask, two dogs humping? Sorry, that's a different joke.
All right, P.D. Now we need, in honor of Elvis, three kinds of truck drivers. Ready? Go.
Flatbed, tanker, car hauler.
All right. That's the way to go for it. And for the win, three kinds of pianos. Ready? Go.
Baby grand, grand, and upright.
Wow. You did it, man. That's the hardest one we had in years.
What?
Kinds of pianos. I don't know. I was thinking like Wurlitzer and I can.
Wurlitzer made organs.
See, I told you it was hard.
That's like a piano. That would work.
Hey, PD. Wow. That's all this. We got through it, and you get the big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right. That was close to giving a number here on National Tell the Joke Day. Why do you ask, two dogs?
Number 38.
I had a number in it, yeah.
Check.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. On the other side, it's all about Jackie. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday, August 16, 2022. Jackie, you remember what happened 15 years ago?
Of course I do.
She said, nope. Of course I do. Remember that time?
Y'all, I can't believe it. It's been now 15 years ago. On this date in 2007, Big Show associate producer Jackie Curry had her minor heart attack. You know that 15 years ago today.
And I will say, thank God Rob Brisley from the Charlotte Fire Department just happened to stop by, and he did a medical assessment of her and took her blood pressure, and we took her to the hospital then.
Man.
Yeah, because she didn't know what was going on. And right. Jackie, you should talk about the symptoms, because the typical symptoms that we hear about when you have a heart attack are completely different for women.
They are. They really are.
Really?
Yeah, and they don't get enough, you know, talk about it, so a lot of women don't even recognize it.
And a lot of us women ignore things, thinking that, it'll go away, and usually it does.
Right.
I had gone out to dinner, and I had chicken fettuccine, so I thought I had food poisoning. I just kept saying, I don't feel good.
She was nauseous.
Uh-huh.
And
sweating.
So I laid down, and then I said, my chest hurts, and it just feels funny. Nothing. I could still do everything.
Right.
Everything, you know, that I got up and started cleaning my kitchen, and getting stuff ready for work, and then I threw up right before I got ready to go to bed. All three of these are symptoms. And I came to work and was telling Barb about it, Barbara. And I said, I think I just had heartburn. So I popped one of her heartburn pills. Felt fine. Rob Brisley comes in, and Randy was telling him, hey, look, this and this and this happened to her, and he took my blood pressure and said, you need to go to the hospital.
Wow.
I also remember, though, you were complaining about your head, and you were like, buddy, my back, can you rub my back hurts, like right in between her shoulder blades.
Wow.
And it was like, I was rubbing, she's like, no, I just, like, I feel like you need to just kind of pound on it a little bit, just kind of like.
Was this after the show?
No, it was during. It was during. Yeah.
We hadn't started yet. No, we had started, but it was mid-show.
Yeah.
And Rob was coming by to do one of his public service announcements.
And I'm telling you, it's our Heavenly Father. Rob said, and I quote, I never carry my stuff with me when I'm in the car. I never have my blood pressure cuff, never have anything. Yeah. And you're right about the back. You guys were advertising with a company that had given every one of us these things you could lay on that would roll your back. And I remember all night long I laid on it. My back was hurting so bad. But she's back.
So it says here that that was a result of too much stress and smoking.
Yes.
And she's now stopped smoking. Her cause of stress has switched from John Boy to Pearl.
And I think there was another switch. Now it's John Boy and Pearl.
You know what? I'm telling every one of you, men and women, I pulled up. My ex-husband was a pharmaceutical salesman at the time, and one of his buddies was a doctor. And she said, send her in. And I went. You had corn, and I was going to take it home and shuck it. Right. So all I was thinking about is, I got to get home and shuck this corn. I felt okay. So I go to this doctor.
That's so stressful. I mean, you see?
Well, I was going to keep some. He didn't know that. But this lady said to me, she gave me a stress test, and she said, I need to call an ambulance. And I said, I'm not riding in no ambulance. I smoked my last cigarette. I got there early and sat in the car and smoked my last cigarette. So I must have been reeking of a cigarette, and she's looking at me like, you're having a heart attack, you idiot. But I said, I'm not riding in no ambulance. I'll drive myself. And she said, only if you'll promise. And I did.
All right, good, because I'm trying to remember, why didn't I remember this, but we didn't know it was a heart attack when we were here doing the show.
Yeah, she just wasn't feeling well.
But Rob suspected there was something going on.
Well, good, baby. Well, that's 15 years ago.
Woo! Wow. All right. I just remember it was Randy's birthday. That's what I remember.
And look how you celebrated.
First Elvis, then you. Nobody will ride with me.
Kind of how afraid to celebrate his birthday. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, we're proud to be the only radio show in the world with our own poet laureate. When a colonel makes a scene, you know he's probably got a brand new poem, so let's welcome back to the Big Show, Colonel Hamilton Brewster. How's the world treating you, Colonel?
Like a $2 steak, John Boy. Not bad. But not that good either.
I guess it could be worse.
Yeah, but could it? I tell you, John Boy, when you start thinking about getting a colonoscopy as a distraction, things could be a bit brighter. But me and my friends have been working on it, starting with the gas situation. Since it don't look like price is going to get back to normal for a while, me and my buddies put their heads together to solve the problem. I chronicle the efforts of the Brain Trust, and I call it the Great Skeeter Bog Hunt Club Fuel Alternative Challenge. Go something like this. Everyone's feeling some pain at the pump. Gas prices gone through the roof. All cause of some incompetent chump. These prices are simply the proof. So a group of my friends, a real clever bunch, figured that they could do better. And each of them had a pretty clear hunch. There's a passel of real go-getters. The search was on for an alternative fuel as the climate clowns try to kill gas. It was a real energy independence duel to see who'd kick OPEC's ass. Our lab was the Hunt Club down at Skeeter Bog, isolated deep in Georgia's woods, where banjo music seems to float through the fog, and the kids look like that deliverance child. First up was an old-timer named Cleet Sugars. His idea was just sort of icky. His fuel was a blend of snot and boogers, but it made the gas pedal sticky.
Oh, God.
Lloyd Cullop was a dairy farmer, one of the best, and fresh milk was his choice of accelerant. Sorry to say it didn't pass the test, because his car was lactose intolerant. Bert Hendershot had an idea, sure sounded funny, but he was certain this would make his car drive. He refined a concoction made out of honey, but the wheel kept pulling back towards the hive. Curtis Green was a vegetarian dude, so a vegetable fuel made sense by far. But his wife pulled the plug. She thought it was rude using dinner to fill up the car. Ha 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 ha! Hog farmer Willard Blunt was a real clever chap, but all of us figured he was faking. When he tried to make his fuel from hog crap, the exhaust smelled exactly like bacon. But the smartest of all was Gilbert Till. He created a petrol from moonshine. You can fill up your ride right from the still, but your car keeps crossing the center line. We ain't give up on our quest for an alternative fuel. We'll sure find one answer someday. So when things here start to get ugly and cruel, we'll be able to make our getaway. But then we thought, where do we go if America finally checks out? In Canada, we're stuck with Princess Trudeau. And in Mexico, they're trying to get out. After a long night of drinking and plenty of thinking, a new plan began to take shape. The perfect caper for a country that's sinking. Not all heroes have got to wear capes. It's a surefire way to end high gas prices and do so without detection. We'll use these time-honored Democrat devices and we'll just steal the next election. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah.
Good morning, love-starved mortals. Cupid here. You know how to make 2 million people fall in love at the same time? Tune them into the big show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, there's enough of them to go around. And by the by, you're welcome.
Tuesday morning, Big Show is on the radio.
Bad, y'all.
Win John Boy's Wonderful Thing of the Week. Giveaway number 39. Got a laser-engraved wooden portrait of John Boy and Billy. Custom made by the late artisan wood craftsman Bill Sinnott of Greenwood, South Carolina. Huge Big Show fan. Bill passed away back in 2010. And he had him a talent, man. Love to steal. Whoever wins it, we are going to personally autograph it for you. Hey, Laurel, in hearty handshake. We'll go with it.
It was going so well.
Check it out. And register to win at thebigshow.com. From Tatertainment News, what to watch, coming up in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets a Happy Jack prize pack full of dog and cat products. Happy Jack celebrating 78 years of veterinary products for dogs, cats, and horses. Available at better farm and garden stores, including Tractor Supply. If you use code JBB at checkout, get 20% off your order. It's happyjackinc.com. Or when you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Jack banner. All right, play for it in minutes. But right now, time for Tatertainment News is What to Watch. Here's Marcy Tatum Moran. Let's start off with the box offices, Tate.
Okay, let's start off with the box offices, Bill.
That's John. Bill's the one with the hat.
Actually, we all have hats now.
Well, okay, Billy's
so much for Tater ad-libbing this right, morning. Right. So let's,
scared me.
What's on the written page? Let's see how many you mispronounced
Bullet
here.
Train with Brad Pite stays at number one.
That's Pitt.
I got to go see this one. I really like the older Brad Pitt now. I've liked him ever since Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Is that right?
But Brad Pitt, 58, he's funny. Yeah, I like him.
All right.
DC's League of Super Pets drops to second place. Jordan Peele's Nope goes to third place. Thor Love and Thunder was fourth. And Minions, The Rise of Gru, round out the top five.
Uh-huh. All right. So what is the new one out of that? Top five?
Bullet, no. None of them.
None There's of them. Not really.
Okay. Yeah, Bullet right, Train yeah, has yeah. It's its second week, and it was at number
well,
one.
Well, actually, okay. They're all new to you.
Right.
You know. Yeah, yeah.
But you can say the same thing for E.T., which is back in theaters a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Which is somewhere in there, but not in the top five.
Okay.
All right. In theaters this Friday, Beast. This stars Idris Elba, who takes his daughter to a wildlife sanctuary in Africa, and a bloodthirsty lion starts picking the cast off one by one. Oh, it's like Disney's Animal Kingdom meets Jurassic Park.
With a little bit of Jaws thrown in, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they don't get in the lion's cage. The lion's probably out.
No, that's what happened.
They're in a wildlife sanctuary.
Maybe they're trying to take selfies. You know, that happened in real life a lot.
See, it's all on them, stupids.
No.
Just trying to make the movie better, aren't you?
It's a safari.
All right.
All right. Get Away If You Can. That's the title. It's about a married couple who decide to rekindle their relationship by going on an ocean voyage. They have a relaxing vacation where nothing goes wrong at all.
What?
And the lion gets on the ship.
Oh, everything goes wrong as it goes.
Well, look, so the name of it is Get Away If You Can. What do you think is going to happen?
So is this a comedy or a threat? Do they get eaten in this movie?
I don't know if anybody gets eaten.
Why do you want me to ruin the whole idea?
I just
want to
know the genre.
It's a suspense movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So.
About couples.
Right.
Oh, that's suspenseful.
All right. And trending over on Netflix, for those of you who subscribe, which I think is about everybody under 65, Day Shift is the title. Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg are in a comedy about a swimming pool cleaner who's also an undercover vampire hunter. I know, Pearl.
She said move on.
She said unbelievable.
A pool cleaner. Now, I said it was trending, but I didn't say it was any good. So that's okay, Day Shift with Jamie Foxx.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I have. It had its moments, but yeah.
But she's not saying it was
any
good.
But I'm not saying it was any good.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you.
All right.
Good way to wrap it up.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out that, we thought the number would be higher, but according to officials at Walt Disney World, an average of 210 pairs of these are turned into the Magic Kingdom's lost and found every day.
And I guess nerve-wracking twins, but that was not the case.
Yes, Pearl. Sunglasses. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. For 15 years, Google has been turning ordinary-looking cars, trucks, and vans into very odd-looking vehicles by mounting a collection of cameras and gizmos for their Street View mapping project. Mm. But their weirdest-looking conversion would have to be the time they used one of these while mapping the United Arab Emirates.
What is a car with a veil over the bottom of the grill?
No. It's a lot easier than that. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. The Big Show on the radio. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
How far off are we from duck season?
Oh, we're in this in November. Maybe till in September, mid-September.
Well, in the meantime, today's video of the day, the proper way to launch a duck.
All right.
Okay.
We'll take it at thebigshow.com. Here right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And now a man who says he'd rather see the worst way to launch a duck. Of course, that's just him. He's John Boy.
Seen it, been there, done it, thank you. Say hey to Steve out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Good morning, Steve.
How do?
Hey, doing good, buddy. Welcome in here. All right.
Thank you.
Well, here we go. Steve, for 15 years, Google has been turning ordinary-looking cars, trucks, and vans into very odd-looking vehicles by mounting a collection of cameras and gizmos for their Street View mapping project. Probably seen some of them. Well, their weirdest-looking conversion would have to be the time they used one of these while mapping the United Arab Emirates. What could it be, Steve?
What is a camel?
Oh, think about it. Hey, Rev, you say camel? Let's see.
Southern is that?
Well, that's a way to break it out.
Yes, it's the Google Street View camel.
And you put it up on that hump, even gets higher.
That's right.
I like
that's
it. Right. All right. Good work, Steve. You got a big old Happy Jack prize pack. We'll get over to Jacksonville for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
listening.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Let Randy's birthday celebration begin.
No, no, we're good.
Oh, no, come get your turkeys, man. Big Show on the Radio, Tuesday, August the 16th. If you're having a birthday today, sharing one with our own Randy, Big Show executive producer, general manager, the John Boy Billy Radio Network is 61 years old today.
Woo! And I feel it.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate one of our favorite playhouses, Randy, a.k.a. Butch. But first, maybe talk about this. Got a request for this. I'll go, our own Donnie Presley, who handles the Big Show store, retired police officer Donnie Presley.
Yep.
And when you went along or the ride along with Donnie, yep, like that, do yep that.
And right? I promise you, everything you hear in that absolutely is true. I did not embellish anything. That is exactly what happened.
Well, let's roll it and listen.
I want to share with you, remind you guys of a few years back when Donnie was a cop before he worked for us.
Right.
I did a ride along with him a couple of times with the Charlotte Police Department.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the best night of my life was riding with Donnie. We get a radio call that somebody's broken into an apartment in a bad part of town. So we roll on this call, okay? Right. That's cop talk. Roll on the call. So we get there and the lady is standing outside. She's scared to go inside. The apartment's all dark. And, you know,
there might be a perp in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we've been asked to go inside to see if the guy's still there. Well, we don't know, you know, guns drawn,
All right.
Apartment all dark. It's a
now, you didn't have a gun, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I had a carry concealed permit. Oh, yeah.
They're husky and starch moving.
I might finally get me a chance to kill somebody.
So we get inside the apartment, and we have to go upstairs. We've already cleared downstairs. We have to go upstairs, and Donnie's, you know, being the cop, telling me, now, be quiet. You have to be very quiet. If he's upstairs, we got to look under the beds and in the doors and in the closet. Okay. We go to creeping up the stairs. Donnie gets about 3 stairs up and trips and falls all the way back down the staircase. And, of course, coming out, oh! Way to keep quiet, Donnie. All right, so we get, you know, he regains himself. We go on back up, going up the stairs. The apartment's clear. There's nobody in there. We come back out. Now there's a witness outside that says he saw a guy run out of the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we're thinking, all right, let's roll around. We'll roll the perimeter. Cop talk. So we go around the perimeter, kind of, you know, in the neighborhood, seeing if we can find him. We roll up on a parked minivan. Now remember, folks, this is all in the same night. Okay, on the same call. Mm. We roll up on this little minivan, and the lights hit the back of it. It's on a side street, so the lights hit it, and you see a guy's head pop up from inside. He's obviously up to no good inside of it. You see his mouth, a little bit of profanity. He bails out.
Wasn't an old sport.
No. He bails out the side of the van and runs off into the backyard, into the woods. Donnie quickly throws the car in the park. I'm like, all right, he's into some real cop stuff now.
Yeah.
Jumps out of the car, and he's running after him. He gets about 3 car lengths away from the squad car, runs right into a tree. Bam! Just like in slow motion, falls back onto the ground, shakes his head, gets up, looks back at me and says, get a flashlight. So I'm looking around for a
flashlight. And a BC powder.
I'm looking around in the car for a flashlight, shotgun. I grab a flashlight just in time to put it up and shine it down there to see Donnie get up off the ground and run into another tree.
No, he did.
He did so. Boom, hits the ground again. Now he's frustrated. The guy's way into the woods. So Donnie comes back to the car, comes, you know, kind of limping back to the car. He's got like twigs in his hair and his pants are torn.
And he's been about 10 yards.
Yeah.
And he gets on the radio and calls for the other cops to, you know, to come there to, you know, surround the perimeter and close in on the guy. Now we're rolling around this circle that they've set up trying to close the net on the guy. So we get over and they're pretty sure that the guy ran into this area, this little park area. And Donnie pulls up to the side of this area and takes the PA microphone for the cop car and looks over at me and in all sincerity was very, very serious. Can you bark like a dog?
And your reply was, of course, are you hitting on me?
No, I can't bark like a dog. Why? Because if they hear if they hear police dogs, they'll usually, you know, give themselves up. No, I can't. And by the way, take me the hell home before I get killed in the line of duty, and I'm not even on duty.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Tuesday, August the 16th. About 20 minutes away, Playhouse Star and birthday boy, Randy. Hold on, hang for that. It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. The address will follow this report. A 69-year-old Florida man tried to explain his way out of a drunk driving arrest by arguing that he wasn't drinking and driving. The suspect had taken pain medication at noon and took his first hit of bourbon around 2 p.m.
Yeah.
After a 30-mile drive from Port St. Lucie to Vero Beach, he attracted the attention of police when he pulled into a McDonald's drive-thru and bumped into the car in front of him.
Well, so far it sounds okay.
Man says he was only drinking out of his bottle of Jim Beam while stopped at traffic signals and stop signs, so technically he wasn't drinking and driving.
Genius.
But he was more than technically drunk, about twice the legal limit in Florida, and was arrested. Well. A Boca Raton, Florida man crashed a Lexus into several cars, a local police cruiser, and a fire hydrant before bailing out of the car in a residential neighborhood. He knocked on the back door of a woman's home, identified himself as a landscaper working next door, and asked for a drink of water. When the woman's husband found the man lying on the floor petting his wife's cats, he started asking questions.
Well, there you go. Like, what?
The suspect ran out the door and jumped into the nearby intercoastal waterway and tried to swim for it.
Wow. As landscapers normally do.
Well, the police boat picked him up a few minutes later, and he was booked on a variety of charges. The Facebook page of the Portland, Maine Police Department shared a picture of a woman's car stuck halfway down a flight of stairs at a public plaza downtown. The woman says she was just trying to get to the street by following the directions from her car's GPS.
Yep.
The cops say her real navigation problem was that she was drunk. The stairs her car got stuck on are located at the headquarters of the Portland Police Department.
Yeah, well, so very drunk.
Yeah. I think the GPS was trying to do a service.
Yeah.
A man on a bicycle rolled up to a woman on a street corner in San Francisco, snatched her brand new iPhone out of her hands, and pedaled away. But the thief had picked the worst possible victim. The woman was standing in front of a building where her boss was inside, showing off a new satellite-powered tracking program that runs on the iPhone. Well, the boss asked her to step outside so he could demonstrate the software to a potential customer. So if the bandit had taken a look at the phone screen, he could have pinpointed his exact location on a real-time map of the city as he fled the scene of the crime. The boss relayed the phone's constantly updated coordinates to police, who arrested the suspect less than 10 minutes later.
Wow, that's a record.
Good, man. Salt Lake City man is in hot water for violating a restraining order taken out against him by his estranged wife. The man was ordered by the judge not to try to contact his wife. So instead, he wrote 11 letters from jail addressed to Molly, his wife's cat, asking her to keep the woman from testifying against him. Hubby now faces 11 counts of violating the restraining order, in addition to the original charge.
Oh.
Molly the cat could not be reached for comment.
I think I've said too much already.
When a Paducah, Kentucky man got arrested for theft, his mother knew his bail would likely be reduced if he could prove he had a job, so she forged a letter from a local company saying her son was employed there. Well, the plan fell apart when the woman misspelled the company's name in her fake letter. The son was joined behind bars by his mom, who's been charged with evidence tampering. Police in Boulder, Colorado were called to investigate a disturbance at a local grocery store. Witnesses say a man in the parking lot was dressed as a leprechaun, startling customers by jumping out from behind their cars and pretending to shoot them with his fingers.
Everybody see a leprechaun say, yeah!
No arrests were made. It's believed to be Boulder's first ever leprechaun-related crime report.
I would think so, yeah.
Totally.
And finally, a masked gunman walked into a Pittsburgh convenience store and forced the clerk to hand over the cash from the register. Well, somehow, between the counter and the door, the man managed to drop $65 worth of his loot on the floor. The amount the clerk handed to him, $66.
What?
So total take from the heist, $1.
Nervous much?
If you got dumb crook news, mail to Dumb Crooks, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. Well, if you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Track your picks and play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code JBB for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code JBB only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For an up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What, go now? Okay, good morning. There's Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on The Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Tater. Because Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How is that, too blue?
Show on the radio Tuesday, August the 16th. man. I want to give a shout out to Farmers Ace Hardware, Highway 11 in Goldsboro, North Carolina. They're locally owned and operated by old Scott Price and Marlo Ivy. And the big news, John Boy and Billy Grilling Sauces and Rubs, along with Carl and Shell Steak Shake, are available now. Farmers Ace Hardware, ignore the one on Highway 11 in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Because they get you some, hoss. Good morning. Got the big show on the radio. All right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Farmers Ace Hardware, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Proud sponsor of Dumb Cook News.
I didn't say that.
They've been getting on me about that. I ain't got time to listen to what I say. I'm important. Oh, I did. Hang on here. We're getting ready to play the current events quiz. If you take C, you'll get a big old Live Slow prize pack, cool graphic tee, and a trucker's hat. Live Slow is a new lifestyle brand and movement celebrating America's farmers and ranchers. Now, if you use code JBB25, you can get 25% off all merchandise through the end of August. So go to thebigshow.com, click on that Live Slow banner, and all the details there, and I'll get you some. I'll win you some here in a minute. It's going to be real easy. All right. The birthday celebration of our boy Randy continues.
Oh, will this madness never end?
Let's find out with this wonderful Playhouse.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Butch Stops Here. As our story opens, Citizen Randy is trying to unwind at a local watering hole after work when he's approached by a Big Show fan.
Hey, excuse me, are you Randy from the John Boy and Billy Show?
Ah, jeez, yeah, it's me. What do you want? I don't do autographs.
No, I don't mean to bother you or anything. I just thought I recognized you. I'm the president of the Star Trek Fan Club of the Southeast. I just wanted to offer you a couple of passes to our upcoming show at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. What? Waste a day of my life rubbing elbows with a bunch of sci-fi geeks that wear rubber ears and still live at home with their parents? I don't think so, pal.
But I heard you were a Big Trek fan.
Oh, give me a break. Star Trek is almost as big a waste of time as the internet.
Well, I thought you were a big web surfer, too.
Hardly. But hey, if you get any good nudie pictures of Terry Hatcher, well, maybe we can talk.
Man, you're a lot different than I am. Imagine, you don't even wear those sissy-looking clothes.
Hey, pal, it's called show business. It ain't a real life. So, what do you think of these leather pants? Well, really show off the old fruit basket, don't you think?
Boy, John Boy Billy make you out to be a real geek or something.
Yeah, well, those morons wouldn't know how to wipe their own nose if it weren't for me. Who do you think writes all that stuff, them? Yeah, right.
Excuse me, Randy, may I have just one momo of your time?
Ah, geez, it's Bigfoot himself. Hey, Curly, I told you when we're not on the air, it's Butch, okay? Now, do you mind? I'm talking here.
Oh, sorry. Butch, but a fellow over there was just trying to talk to me about sports. I wanted to ask you about this NASCAR Cup thing that we talk about on the show. I'm so confused.
It's Winston Cup racing, you talking chimp. Hey, take a hike. Here, go get me a pack of Camel non-filters, will you, putz? Okay, pal, were you almost finished?
My wife wanted me to tell you that she thinks that thing you do with the rose every week for your wife is really sweet, and she thinks you're a really thoughtful guy.
Oh, give me a break. I got an annual contract with a florist. They come automatically. Goes on the credit card at the end of the month. It's a no-brainer. Besides, keeps her out of my hair. Hey, is that your wife waving at you over there?
Yeah, that's her right there.
Hey, she's pretty hot. Yeah, you mind if I take her out in the parking lot and make out with her for a few minutes?
Hey, pal, now you're going too far. I came over here to offer you a token of my esteem for your work, and you've been a total jackass.
Hey, you want to give me something? How about giving me back the 5 minutes of my life you just wasted. Take a hike, monkey boy.
Jerk.
Hey, your wife changes her mind. You let me know, huh? Boy, I wish I'd known me in high school. Hey, nurse! How about another vodka rocks over here? Yeah. And keep them coming. Hey, what time you get off work?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Butch say...
Good acting, good acting. Hey, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
A course at the University of Connecticut that's got students lining up to get a seat.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Take C and win. We play next. Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, August 16th. Video of the day brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. The proper way to launch a duck. Check it out at BigShow.com. Make a day to visit. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee!
Yeah. Yay! Let's say hey to William from Waverly, Tennessee. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready for your quiz?
I am.
Okay, well, listen to Bill and win.
Well, 37 U.S. states have legalized access to medical marijuana, and 19 states have made pot fully legal for recreational purposes. So it's probably no big surprise that one of the hottest classes at the University of Connecticut lately is the School of Agriculture's Marijuana Cultivation Course. Over 300 students have signed up for the course, which aims to debunk myths and provide up-to-date growing information for home and business cultivators. The course starts by going over key concepts like A, selecting the right seeds, B, using the right irrigation and nutrients, or C, remembering what time the class starts.
What you got, William?
Well, let's just take C on that one.
All right, William, we're going to send you a Live Slow prize package. Going to get a cool T-shirt and a trucker hat. Your support of farmers and ranchers. Y'all use code JBB25, 25% off all merchandise. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. William, you hang on. Jackie will hook you up.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule, but it's August the 16th. 40 years of the shoes from Andy, get a good one.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello.
Hey, is this Hoyt?
All my life on the fighter bag.
No, man, John Boy and Billy here.
Well, they say that, you big old hairy, no driving, nose picking, knuckle dragging, mouth breathing, butt scratching, hoot lighting, hee haw looking pervert.
Man, you added a couple of new ones to the lineup, didn't you?
Yeah, I studied you kind of close that night we run Indians down in Daytona.
Hoot lighting?
Well, actually, that one is Delbert, but I hardly ever get to talk to him on the phone.
Yeah. So how's things going over there at Cassidy Double Wide?
Not too good. Oh, got yet another temporary roommate.
Oh, man.
We'll run them through here, won't we?
No, you will.
This time it's old Twitch, our Bondo man over at the body shop. He even lost his driver's license.
So
we've been giving him a ride to work in the mornings, and with the price of gas nowadays, I've decided I'd rather just move him in here than drive all the way out to his place and pick him up every morning.
All right, boy. Same money's making money.
Yeah.
So how'd he lose his license?
Got him a DUI.
DUI. Man, how stupid was that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What happened?
Well, old Twitch was dating this old gal, Mandy, a while back, and she busted up with him. He never quite got over it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he walked in at Hoots one night and seen her sitting there at the bar. He decided he'd go up there and ask her if they could talk things out. Mm-hmm. Well, now, it being Twitch, the talking also included quite a bit of drinking. And the two of them kind of got pulled over on the way home. Cop comes up in the truck and says, "Sir, have you been drinking tonight?" And Twitch says, "Officer, I ain't even going to try to lie to you. Me and my girlfriend here is trying to patch up our relationship. And we did it by sharing a beer or 12. Then we celebrated by doing a couple of shots there at the bar. And after we left the restaurant, we stopped off at the store and picked up a bottle of peppermint schnapps. She just loves that peppermint schnapps. We might have had us a pull or two off a bottle between here and there." Cop says, "Well, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the truck and take a breathalyzer test." Twitch looks up at the cop and says, "What's the matter? Don't you believe me?"
That was a good move.
Yeah, Twitch. He was going to try to get the judge to give him one of them restricted permits so he could drive to and from work, you know. But he had an ugly incident when he went in for his court date.
What happened?
Well, we was real backed up at the body shop that week. And Deborah told old Twitch he'd go take care of his business down at the courthouse. But when he got back, he had to stay till he got all the work caught up. Well, it is a sold-out crowd in the courtroom that day. A place just full of dope heads and shoplifters and carjacks. Always a regular dumb crook news. Well, Twitch sat there thinking about all them jobs piling up at work. He kept getting madder and madder the longer he sat. Finally, he just stood up and says, "Excuse me, Judge, are we getting anywhere as close to my name? I just come down here to plead guilty. I ain't one of these unemployed idiots. I got a job to get back to. Can't y'all move this mess along any faster?" Well, as you can imagine, that went over like a fart in a diving helmet. Judge slams the little hammer down on the bench and says, "Sir, your name will be called when it's time to hear your case. And for your rude interruption, I'm going to fine you $100 for contempt of court."
Oh, man.
So old Twitch reaches in the pocket of his britches and pulls out his wallet. Judge looks down and says, "Sir, you don't have to pay the $100 right now." Twitch says, "I ain't. I'm just looking to see if I got enough here for two more words."
Let me guess.
Yeah, he ended up going for about 7. And what, none of them, Your Honor. Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and the IQ twins is fixing to go to work. You going to say goodbye later on?
Yeah, well.
Well, you tell him I said, "Duh, huh?" You know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up, fire.
All right.
All right. There.
John Boy and Billy.
All right, listen up. I hate rednecks. You people are rednecks.
Morning radio done right.
Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. 20 minutes away, all things college sports with a Pac-Man. Right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Ricky B's Special Project. As our story opens, it's very early in the morning at the home of Ricky B. Sharp in Dothan, Alabama.
Ricky! Is that you coming in the door? Good Lord, man, it is 6:30 in the morning. Where in the world have you been? Ricky?
Lucy, being the pizza runt is a 24-hour job. I am more than just Dothan's most beloved fast food mascot. I'm also in charge of special projects for the entire Runtap to Populous Restaurant Group.
Exactly what kind of special project were you working on at this hour? Ricky?
Well, if you must know, Mrs. Columbo, I was down at the police station posting bail for Mr. Runtop Populous' grandson, Gus III.
What did he get arrested for?
Whooping the dog snot out of one of his neighbors.
Do what now?
Well, last night, Gus got a text message from the guy. It said, "Hey, it's Fred from next door. For the past 2 months, I've been hooking up with your wife while you're at work. Sorry, it won't happen again. Hope you're not mad." Well, Gus didn't like that one bit.
No.
Especially the "hope you're not mad" part.
So he marched over to the neighbor's house, kicked the door in, but the cherry picker started beating that boy like that boyfriend like a rented mule. Uh-huh. Cops showed up and took him downtown. And as the company's special projects manager, I got called in to throw his bail. It turns out the whole thing was just a big misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? This boy was hooking up with Gus's wife while he was at work.
Well, actually, Gus got a follow-up text from Fred, but he didn't see it until the cops gave him his phone back.
What did it say?
Darn autocorrect. That last one should have said, hooking up with your Wi-Fi.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Not bad looking, though. She can undo them top two buttons around me anytime.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old anger management consultant say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
This is Sour Beef Jones, the world's most political wrestler, with my personal valet and main squeeze, Sweaty Betty.
Don't squeeze me too tight. I might poo.
You are adorable. And before every fight, in or out of the ring, we warm up with two of the greatest patriots on the airwaves, the World Heavyweight Tag Team Comedy Champions, Purdy Mouth and Half Pint.
The John Boy and Billy Big Show, Beef.
Whatever you say, Sweaty, let me give you a hug.
I warned you.
Good morning, that's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday morning. Right there. I'm a weird story. Dozens of cops and firefighters opened a manhole cover and found a man down inside a storm drain. He didn't tell him why he was there and how he got there, but he did ask him for a Mountain Dew, which they were able to provide. But then moments later, they lost contact with him and had no idea where he went. So they think he maybe found his own way out of the storm drain, but they still hadn't been able to locate him.
Mountain Dew's got a lot of caffeine in it. Maybe he just took off.
Yeah.
He got the zoomies.
And the road had to be closed for several hours.
Why? Because there was a loose Mountain Dew running around, man.
First responders, an ambulance was there, you know,
dug
around a manhole. You know what? It was down in Florida.
Oh, well. You say no more.
Oh, man. What about a guy like put on some clown makeup? Remember that It movie, Stephen King, when the clown was in the storm drain?
Down in the storm drain,
My old cop buddy Thiggy.
Yeah.
I wish he was one of them. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, man. Give me a Mountain Dew, fat boy.
Until he shoots you.
Right.
All right. Well, so if you're the guy, how about giving us a call? We'd like to solve this crime for you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Happy Jack prize pack full of dog and cat products. Happy Jack celebrating 78 years of veterinary products for dogs, cats, and horses. Available at Better Farm and Garden stores, including Tractor Supply. Use code JBB at checkout. Get 20% off your order. Just click to thebigshow.com, then click on the Happy Jack banner. Take you right there. Hang on. You can win you some in minutes. Right now, it is time for sports with a Pac-Man, Mark Packers. Afternoon TV show debuts next Monday on the ACC Network. ACC PM, 4 to 7 p.m. weekdays. And we got him right here as we do every Tuesday morning on the Big Show. Good morning, Pac.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy. We are excited about the show next week. We're also excited with the fact that, guess what? The college football season's right around the corner. And yesterday, they've been doing it since 1936, John Boy. The AP preseason top 25 poll was released. And I told you last week, you can't get too crazy with all this stuff because I'm getting ready to give you a stat that you can only hear on the John Boy and Billy show to put things in perspective. The last 20 college football seasons, the last 20.
Uh-huh.
18 times, John Boy, you could go back and look up the AP preseason top 10, and in 18 of the 20 years, at least one of those teams, one of those big, bad, mighty top 10 teams, finish the season unranked.
Ooh.
So when you start going through the AP Top 25, which, again, was released yesterday, they've been doing since 1936, and I'm going to give you the top 10 teams, you can almost guarantee that one of the 10 teams I'm about ready to announce feels good about life right now in August, but at the end of the year, you will not find them ranked anywhere to be. So here is the AP preseason top 10, Johnny.
All right.
Number one is Alabama.
Well,
no surprise. The Tide should be great. Nick Saban last year said it was a rebuilding year. They were in the national championship game. That's how great Alabama is.
Right.
Number two is Ohio State. Ryan Day's guys are loaded. Great quarterback play. If their defense holds up, they'll be really good. The defending national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs, they're at number three. Dabo Sweeney and his Clemson Tigers are at number four. Notre Dame is at number five. Now, 6 through 10 gives you Texas A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Baylor. And like I said, that stat I gave you, 18 of the last 20 college football seasons, at least one AP preseason top 10 finishes the year unranked. So of the 10 teams I just gave you, Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Baylor, in all probability, one of those guys is going to suck out loud in 22. That's the way it works, Johnny. Kind of crazy. In fact, the last two years, we've had three teams in the preseason AP top 10 finish the season unranked.
Man, now, is that unranked top 25 in the 25?
Yeah.
All right.
So
Pat, in the coaches poll last week, we talked about it. The AP poll, do they mirror each other, or are they about the same?
Yeah, they're kind of in the neighborhood. But like I told you, I wouldn't, if you're a fan of one of those teams that you just heard, you're beating your chest thinking you've invented sliced bread,
right,
I would chill out. And if you're a team like, if you're a fan of a team like, how about NC State? I mean, they're ranked 13th in the AP poll, tied for the highest ranking ever in the preseason.
Huh?
And you're thinking, man alive, we're a top five team. Hey, chill out. Just go win your games. All of this stuff's going to take care of itself. And like I said, the only poll you should worry about is the college football playoff poll. That doesn't come out until November. They do it the right way. They watch about 10 or 12 weeks of football, then say, hey, you know what, we got a pretty good handle.
Yeah.
Here we think are the top 25 teams, and down the stretch we go and see where it goes. I'll tell you what we do have, though, Johnny. While the week zero, that's technically what they're calling it, beginning next week. Your Tar Heels play next week, by the way, in week zero.
Uh-huh.
We have had some injuries, though, around the country. Wake Forest, Sam Hartman, their terrific quarterback. He is out indefinitely. North Ooh. Carolina lost a running back, Mr. Brooks, yesterday, over the weekend, actually. Alabama, JoJo Earl, wide receiver, out 6 to 8 weeks. Notre Dame, star wide receiver, Avery Davis, he is out. Texas has lost two starters, so guys are getting banged up, which is not a good thing in August because, again, it's a long grind. You got to figure all this stuff out, and down the road you go. And one other thing I'll throw on you, just because you got to have a little friction going on, and I know we got football in the brain, the NFL preseason's underway, Panther Fever's going to figure out who they're going to get at starting quarterback on, but there's one more funny, crazy thing that happened in college sports, and that was John Calipari, who's the great coach at the University of Kentucky men's basketball. They're trying to get great, upgrading their facilities and all that stuff. Of course, the SEC's printing money, all the money they're making. So John Calipari the other day, basically, not to really rag anybody, but he said, hey, you know what, we're a basketball school.
Uh-oh.
And boy, let me tell you something, the football people at Kentucky did not take kindly to that. Mark Stoops, Ooh. The coach, was hot.
No.
But he said, you know what, it's always been a basketball school. He said, you know, Bama's a football school, so is Georgia. But, man, Mark Stoops at Kentucky was like, hey, hold on a second. We've been to 6 straight bowls. Calipari's only been to 1 NCAA tournament and 1 since 2019. He's sitting there ragging us. And so there's a little friction behind the scenes up there in the Bluegrass State. But hopefully they'll get all that worked out. Mark Stoops has done a great job at the University of Kentucky. And, of course, we do think of Kentucky in basketball. And the Wildcats have not won a national championship since 2012. In fact, they're the last SEC team to win a men's basketball championship. So that's what's going on.
Man, that's pretty
cool.
You're looking at that. It's not often you get to use your basketball coach from your own school as bulletin board material.
Right. How about that? I mean, it's just, you know, they had a scrimmage on Saturday, and of course, everybody in the media up there is like, all right, coach, what you take of Calipari? And Stoops did the right thing. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to defend my guys. And Calipari said, listen, I hope our football team wins 10 games, goes to the bowl and all that stuff. But, you know, he stepped in it, man. You know, when you step in it, you got to own it. And, you know, Mark Stoops took the high road and he said, listen, you know, we weren't born on third base. Well, we've had to work hard to turn this thing around in Kentucky. So, you know, it's probably the last thing the athletic director needs to be dealing with is having your basketball coach taking some snarky remarks. Right. But Kentucky football, they've done a good job. But we'll see where this thing goes. But it begins next week, Johnny, and it's just right around the corner. So it's really a good time of the year.
Good stuff, Pack. All right, though. Well, good luck on the kickoff of your ACC PM TV show next week. And we'll talk to you then there, buddy.
Sounds good. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you so much. And Mark Packer, the man. All right, then. Let's play Wordy Word, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a couple contestants. Or you can go to thebigshow.com, click that on-air contest button. A lot of people have been wanting to play loved ones here, and I think we got a couple coming up. Hang on. We'll do it next. Big Show on the Radio. Well, your Tuesday, August the 16th video of the day, brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, the proper way to launch a duck. Randy put a countdown in there and everything.
Yeah.
Check it out, thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking a classic bit request off the wall.
A classic.
Classic bit.
Okay, got to work on my pronunciation because it's time.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
To play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Ashley from Little Mountain, South Carolina. Good morning, Ashley. Oh,
you bet.
All right, he's on your team.
And we got Jessica from Leesville, South Carolina. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Jackie tells me y'all are boy and girlfriend.
That's right.
I was going to say.
Nobody jumped to admit it right away.
They had to look around.
It sounds like he gave you the good new phone and he kept the old one.
Yeah.
It was kind of dropping out there for a second.
That's love.
Actually, if you're on a speaker, if anybody's on a speakerphone, don't do that. It'll mess you up.
Yeah, mess you up. Mess us up. Everything messed up. Yeah. All right, so well, let's team up then. Jessica, you're on the team of Tater and Randy.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Ashley on the John Boy and Billy side. Me and Ashley going to go for the first 30 seconds, all right? You ready, Ashley?
I'm ready.
All right, buddy, let's do it. Start the clock now. They do this in the mountains, Ricola. Oh, lady, who?
Yodel.
Yeah, all right, okay. Hey, I do a great thing of John Wayne. Come on, Pilgrim.
Impression.
Yes. All right, drink this in the morning. Orange.
Juice.
Yeah, all right. Blank aid in the summer, a drink.
Cool.
No, it's a fruit. A yellow fruit. Yellow fruit.
Lemon.
Yes. Yeah. All right, get this, get a steak in the blank department.
Oh, you are so good.
Good work. Oh, yeah, Dad.
Eyes are brown.
Good work, Ashley. All right, that was a 5 score when the dust settled.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Like the grace, we might need it.
So you get Gatorade by squeezing a gator. I'd never knew that.
Hey, I've squeezed a few gators.
People would stop milking stuff.
Right. All right, Jessica and Tater, let's see all what right. the girls can do. You ready, Jessica?
I'm ready.
Brand new word, and go.
All right, this is in the middle of your face. You breathe with it.
No.
Yes.
No.
You go to like to a place and they there's a guy who's talking real fast. Hey, I hear $100. We're here $200. Yes. You might put some barbecue blank on your chicken.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh. You fought that dragon. You are very what?
Brain.
Yes. You work your abs out. That is your what. That is your, or the middle of an apple is the what.
4.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I sure said a lot of words. Yeah, I said a lot of words.
Have you been watching Game of Thrones or something?
I was.
You fought that dragon.
I don't know. I have no idea why that came. I have no idea.
Hey, well, good work, girls. All right. A 5 on the board.
Did
so
you get it?
We are tied 5-5. Let's go to round 2. Ashley, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go.
Percussionists play this kind of musical instrument.
You
beat on it with a stick.
There you go.
All right, you might crack a couple of these and fry them up for breakfast in the morning.
Egg.
Yep, because they're really good eggs, too, because they're blank from the farm.
They fresh. Just
can't. Yep, fresh. There you go. You put this in the tank so your car will go.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. This is the thing that pumps blood in your body. It beats.
Heart.
Yep, he's not the real guy. He's dressed up like him. He's a...
actor.
Okay, well, there's a buzzer, but another 5. All right, a 10 for Ashley. So, Jessica and Randy, if you continue the trend and get a 5, we'll go to overtime. If you get a 6, you will win. Jessica, are you ready?
Come on, 4.
Okay. Oh, ouch!
All right, picking up on that last one, Jessica and Randy, go.
If you get somebody who dresses up to look just like somebody else, they're not the real thing. They are doing what? They are the...
impersonator.
Close. It starts with M. It starts with IMP.
Yeah, you got that book.
Impersonator and another word for that?
I don't know.
A single guy. He is the...
He is A, maybe say that.
Okay.
He's not real. He's A.
I don't know. How about you and I just talk?
He's A. Yeah, right? Can I pass? I don't know.
I think you can say A.
It was not going to go. Yeah. The word was imposter.
Right? How's that?
Imposter. So the boyfriend wins and he's going to be in trouble.
Well done, Ashley.
Jessica, we appreciate you playing. And Ashley, you got the prize pack. Hope you're happy.
Woo-hoo. And don't feel bad about it. He couldn't get it either.
Nope. y'all, we appreciate it. Y'all let us know
how
when
about,
you tied or not.
How about a shout-out?
All right, go ahead.
I give a shout-out to all our uniformed personnel, whether they're in the military, law enforcement, EMS, park rangers, all of them, and a special shout-out to my sheriff, Sheriff Lee Foster in Newberry County.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Ashley, good deal there, buddy. Well, hang on, Jackie, hook you up. Jessica, love you, mean it.
Love you back. Bye.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Classic bit request of the morning. Keith Carter out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, says, anything with Jackie, I love her. We love her too, Keith. Let's see if we get her going on about them Arby coupons.
Yeah, she's all right.
Coming up next. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Some of you like to hear. We got you covered about this time, Monday through Friday. If we can't get to it, got a big old Saturday show for you.
All right.
Keith Carter from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Love in some Jackie. Here you go.
Well, look who decided to finally pay a visit. The Round Mound of Sound. What'd you do? Come by to pick up your mail?
Feels so good.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Lying here next to me.
Mm-hmm. You want to lie down? Take your big ass out on the sofa and lie down in the living room. Don't be coming in here with that, oh, baby stuff with me. You hear what I'm saying?
You have no idea how it feels.
Yeah, you got no idea how it feels either. You ain't been here in so long.
Yeah.
Well, you can just keep your big old nasty ass hands to yourself. No. I ain't trying to hear that. You think you can just come in here with that I love you and everything's gonna be all right?
Just wanna hold you.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Run my fingers through your hair.
Run your fingers through your own hair. Better yet, how about running some shampoo through that nasty hair? That stuff's so greasy, it looks like it's got about 11 herbs and spices in it. Speaking of food, did you bring me some Arby's coupons? Could you do that for your wife? I saw your new video on BET. I saw that little tramp singing, ooh, baby, baby. I bet you bought her some Arby's coupons. You better ease up out of my face before something bad happened to you. Closer. What is that nasty-smelling stuff you're wearing? Hey, it's called cologne, not marinade. You funky, all right. That's it. Take your Barry White ass down to the Holiday Inn and don't come back up here until you got some Arby's coupons and some rent money, okay? Now get the funk out of my face. Yeah!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio here for a few more minutes. We wrap up the broadcast. That means next, John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. The entire Big Show from this morning with limited commercial announcements. No music, no commercial, just us, fun, 4 hours, drunk into a little glob there.
Did you say drunk into a little glob?
I was trying to say shrunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is better. That. Yeah.
And don't forget, make a date to visit to thebigshow.com. See the proper way to launch a duck and get qualified. Qualify yourself for my wonderful thing of the week. Giveaway number 39, a laser-engraved wooden portrait of John Boy and Billy, custom-made by the late artisan wood craftsman Bill Sinnott of Greenwood, South Carolina. We will personalize, autograph it for you. We draw the winner on Friday. All right. Right there, BigShow.com. All right, Billy, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at TheBigShow.com. Beat this old heat this summer with John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea and regular lemonade, strawberry, and watermelon lemonade flavors. $1 each. Find them up front at Food Lion now through Labor Day. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by anime.com.
Hi, y'all. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll be back at it. Hump you through hump day. We love you. We mean it.
You can be so cool when you're sober.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.